hold on one second, all right?
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sam Freedom Hour number 11, where if you are a serious glutton for punishment, a masochist, or just, you know, dysfunctional in some manner, you're probably sticking in for these shows. They are admittedly pretty amazing shows, but it takes actually either really ill people or gifted people to see the potential in them, because I just bring together all kinds of people from different walks of life who would normally never associate with one another. I mean, Rusty's on the phone with me here. I had a three-way amend because poor, pathetic Ryan is, stuck somewhere out in the boondocks with, like, a phone card and no three-way calling. But the upside of this is that I get to mute Ryan tonight so that Rusty can talk more. Okay? Rusty, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you want to be on the show tonight? You want me to hang up?
Oh, I'm cool with being on the show tonight.
Yeah?
Oh, the thing is it'll give me a break from what I've been doing all fucking day.
Which is what, downloading or masturbating?
More like masturbating.
Okay. Well, hold on a second. Now, see, the one thing that I do at the beginning of every show, which some of the really cool lawyerly-like nitpickers would probably pick up on, is that I just want to remind people that this is not really the 11th Sam Freedom Hour, because the first two were only 15 minutes. And I'm going to say that at the beginning of every show, come hell or high water, and whether you think I'm obnoxious or just admire me for being consistent, I'll leave that up to you. We also have Ryan, who's waiting right now to be on the show. I'm going to bring Ryan in, and Ryan, you can say hello, and you better behave.
Hi.
Oh, you're pushing it.
Rusty, you're a liar.
You're pushing it, Ryan. Okay, you come back on mute. Okay, everybody. Ryan,
why am I a liar?
Doesn't matter. She's back on mute. I'm not gonna I'm not gonna let her start misbehaving right out of the gate. You know.
All right.
We you know, Ryan. They buried one horse today. I figure, what's the horse's name? Barbaro or something like that. Don't make us bury another horse, okay? So let's see. Ryan is muted, and we've got 206. We're gonna bring in today. Who's calling from 206?
Moon Island.
Hey, how you doing, darling?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm glad you...
Does Robin need another female to be on her side?
Ryan?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter how much you want to be on her side. I control the mute button, and if she behaves, if she behaves, she's getting muted. And you know what? If you egg her on, I can mute you too.
Okay.
I don't want to, but you got to understand, Ryan is she needs this kind of discipline.
Oh, I see.
She'll actually get mad at you if you try and step in the way, because to her it's like a drink.
Okay.
All right. Let's see, Don. I'm going to bring in somebody. One of the contestants of the Fuckapalooza contest, Robbie the Frito Bandito Friedman, is calling in tonight. And he's kind of looking forward to being on the show and talking to everybody. And I think that might be him right now. 704, would I be right?
That's me.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
What's up?
Did you get my most recent email to you?
Yes. Well, maybe. Hold on.
Yeah, basically just said, you know, just enjoy yourself. We can poke fun at anything we want to poke fun at out here tonight. It starts off kind of loosely and without really any structure in the beginning. And then we just kind of see who shows up and we start kicking it from there.
So you don't have a topic tonight?
Well, I did have a topic. It was going to be pretty much about racism. I also wanted to maybe talk not too much about politics, because those conversations can go on for, like, hours and nobody really getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of crazy stuff that is going on in the country, you know. Whether it's now, there's a subset of conspiracy theorists blaming Jews for taking down the Twin Towers. I don't know if anyone saw CNN tonight.
No.
Rusty, do you watch TV or do you just download porn?
Oh, I don't even have cable.
Oh, you don't have cable?
Yeah.
Oh.
I download TV.
That's rough. This is a stretch here, but do you, like, literally live under the stairs?
I wish. It'd be a little bit quieter.
See, everybody knows that's a true sociopath. I mean, you know, anyone else would have been offended.
So he's a sociopath.
That's correct.
What kind of sociopath?
I don't know. What are they calling you these days, Rusty?
Pretty much the closest way to describe me.
Deranged?
I just don't give a fuck about anything or anyone. And
wow.
It worked for me, so why change?
Do you own any weapons?
What's that?
Do you own any weapons? Truck?
He's
it's illegal for me to own weapons, so I can't comment.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Yeah, on one of his previous shows, he one of his probably most prolific experiences in life was chainsawing a dead cow in half because a wild boar got its head stuck in it.
A chainsaw isn't classified as a weapon.
No, it wasn't. But just the same, you know, the funny thing was is I actually began teasing him on one show where I said, look, I can believe you chainsawing a cow in half. I can believe a dead, you know, a boar. But when you said the boar ran into the orange grove, I said, there's no way I can believe that. It was the easiest part to believe, but, like, he kind of believed me for a minute. Like, he really took me seriously. And it was kind of funny. At least it was to me. But, you know, those things can get you killed. So let's move on.
That's a really gross visual.
I guess that's...
I'm visualizing it until you said that.
But yeah, right.
Well, you know what? How about if we... Rusty, do you think you can find another dead cow to chainsaw?
Oh, my God.
Nah, it wasn't exactly an enjoyable experience either.
Can you make the sound effects?
What was the reason you actually did it?
Say what?
Why did you do it?
Well, the boar was quite literally stuck inside the cow. We pulled over because we thought it was a cow that had been hit by a car or something, but the boar was literally sticking out of this fucking cow. I guess it was after a meal or something, and it made the cow look like it was moving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I just cut the rib cage open on the cow, and the boar was able to get out.
You know what? Give me 1 second here. I want to bring in somebody from area code that begins with an 8. Ryan, I'm going to mute you in a minute, but, you know, you really have to get it in your system not to antagonize Rusty too early in the show. He's having a good time now without you. See that?
Hello?
Okay, who's calling from area code that begins with an 8?
This is Mary Ska.
Oh, hey, Mary. Nice of you to call in. Hey, Robbie, you still there?
Yeah.
No, Robbie, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I want to make sure because some of the phone numbers aren't showing up.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I used a calling card, so mine may not be showing up properly.
No, it begins with an 8, right?
Yeah, it begins with an 8.
Okay. Well, listen, Ryan, you're unmuted now, so if you're gonna say anything, make sure it's good.
Okay.
A lot of people who are new to the show don't understand. Like when I mistreat Ryan, they kind of get like they're mortified. You know, they think it's horrendous or something like that. They don't realize that if I don't treat her that way, she has to go find somebody else who will. So it's really, you know, I do it out of a service to her. I do it to be a nice guy.
So. Oh, you just reminded me of something.
What's that?
I have an interesting topic to bring up if you want me to tell you the latest that I encountered with a friend deciding she doesn't like me anymore because I told her, gave her my advice.
Wait a second. Now, all those words kind of blended together?
Oh. I have a friend that is violently angry with me because I told her she was making a really stupid decision.
I see. And you think that I should totally, like, you know, take over my whole show with that topic?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Hey, Robbie.
Yo.
Do you want to take her up on that offer?
I'll talk about it.
Okay. But before we go into that, okay, Mary?
Yeah.
Before we go into that, Moon Island, I want to just introduce both Mary and Robbie as contestants in the last Fuckapalooza, who...
I voted for Mary.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you.
And I just want to say, I'm not going to say who won, but I will say that Robbie kicked some serious ass. And in the serious category. And Mary, you made an extremely strong showing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I never win at these things.
But the thing is that, let me just put it this way. I mean, you know, you said you basically, you know, you're kind of low-key and you just sort of, like, have, you know, your group of, like, friends and family and stuff. And so I didn't know how well you were going to do because even though we try to get people to vote based on which ones they like the best, people tend to vote along the lines of, you know, who they're friends with.
Right.
And so I didn't know how many friends you had. I haven't even checked yet, but I didn't know how well you were going to do it.
Well, I know that two of them were with my child and her husband, but...
Two what? Oh, your husband?
My child and her husband.
That's right, yeah. So.
I'm single, so...
Okay.
Yeah. I was surprised.
Yeah, no, you did... Let's just put it this way. Your showing was not dismal, okay?
Well, That's good.
Have you ever hung out with a sociopath before?
No.
Welcome to your first experience. Rusty?
How would you know?
Well,
I know.
I've hung out with some strange characters in my time, but I enjoy your blog on a regular basis, even if I don't normally use the F word.
My apologies.
And oh, that's all right. He even sent me my own banner that I could use that didn't have it in it.
That's right. I changed the banner. I put an asterisk in for the U so that she could put it on her website and not feel like she was violating her values.
Though you wouldn't believe the number of people that sent me emails, and you got a whole bunch of people going and looking at it just because they were shocked that I used that word in my
that's right.
in my bulletins.
That's right. She's like a Sandra Dee. She's a very pure woman and tries to keep things clean. So just because she put that Fuck You Fridays thing on her blog, people have all been kind of coming over out of curiosity now.
I love it when people, like, refer to the F word as the F word as opposed to just saying fuck.
Right. Like, why can't we all just say the word, you know?
Well, I'm a 50-year-old Southern woman, so it is not a standard part of my vocabulary.
Well, your child had to get here somehow.
That's true.
Oh, I've been down south. She's telling the truth about that. They like, avoid that whole chunk of language completely.
It's like the Bible. Well, it's the Bible Belt on there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Do you live near a huge evangelical church?
My foster family are all Church of God.
Oh, okay.
I'm the black sheep.
Oh, I get.
There's a lot of Baptists down there.
Prodigal daughter.
Yeah, well, I'm their foster daughter anyway. So, but it's just a matter of. Of how we were raised, and you know.
Excuse me one second. Excuse me. Does anybody know whose phone is getting a little crazy there?
I'm here.
Did it stop?
Yeah.
It was probably me.
Okay.
What are you still using? I'm trying to work on my computer at the same time.
Still using Radio Shack equipment from the 70s?
My dad.
The crank.
Phone, most likely it is.
The crank phone. The crank phone that's all covered with cigarette ashes.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
All right. So now let's, first of all, let's just say hello to Ryan for a second. Ryan, say hello. Ryan.
It's a conjugal visit.
Oh, let's see. Maybe we were fortunate. She hung up. Yep, she did.
Ding
dong, the witch is dead, the wicked witch, the wicked witch.
You know, she's going to come here and bug me to play the archive episode.
I know. Well, now let's see, Moon Island.
Yes.
I don't know, in like maybe 3 or 4 sentences or less, can you tell us how you pissed off your friend tonight? And I'm gonna let Robbie give you his advice. I'm gonna let him take control of that talk.
I don't think so.
Why not?
It's kind of a little bit complicated.
Well, listen, nothing against women, but isn't everything that women talk about complicated?
I don't know. I don't generally get along with women, so maybe that's why.
Okay, let me simplify things for you, because I'm a guy. Did she hit you?
No. Nobody has ever tried to hit me in my life.
Did she? Well, okay. Well, some people like that sort of thing. So don't and remember, what you go to Vegas, every year for the MySpace, that pathetic MySpace meeting. So it's like, what happens?
But wait. What did you just say? You just called it a little pathetic?
No, I said pathetic. I didn't say little.
Oh, so you called our MySpace convention pathetic?
Yeah. You guys, I want to just let everybody else know what I'm referring to here. Robbie, do you know Moon Island?
Do I know Moon Island?
Yeah, her. That's what she goes by.
Oh, no, I don't know Moon Island. Sorry.
That's okay.
She has a meeting every year with other MySpaces in Vegas.
It's not every year. We do it every once in a while. We just did it like a couple months ago.
Okay.
So you
and
do
we did another one at the end of this March for the April Fool's weekend.
What were you going to say, Rob?
When it shows up and the joke is April Fool's and nobody else came? Or
no, it's just a good time to go because there's 2 MySpaces that are actually going to get married.
2 MySpaces that are getting married.
Yeah, they met on MySpace and now they live together and then they get married.
That's good news for them. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, well, you know, here's what I want to know. I mean, the marriage thing, it's all sweet, and it's all nice, but do people, like, do singles ever, like, meet up there and have pretty good sex?
I don't know. I don't go to their bedroom.
Yeah, but you talk, right? You talk to each other, right?
So far, the people that came already hooked up.
Nice.
And it's probably pretty easy to order some whores out there, right?
I hear that.
Oh, that's awesome. So how do I go to one of these things?
You've never been to Las Vegas?
What?
Have you never been to Las Vegas?
Yeah, I've been.
Okay, well, you just go to Las Vegas and let us know, and then we all plan a certain meeting space, and we...
I'm not going to go to Las Vegas and then call you.
Oh, you could do that, too, but who's going to answer the phone? We're going to be out having fun.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, but how do I find out about the details?
Oh, you could message me.
Okay.
Or we could start a blog, but it's kind of early to do the blog yet. But we usually start a blog when it gets close and remind everybody, and then everybody tells if they're going to be there, and...
Do you,
and we tell where we're going to meet.
Okay, good. Can you, do you want me to, like, order the whore, or can you do that for me?
I'm sure you don't even have to order one. You could probably just find one walking around.
Well, I'm thinking if we act as a group, we might get, a group discount.
That's bad.
I'm not joking. All right, well, obviously this will be a topic for another night, because everyone here thinks I'm joking. I don't know. Robbie, you have a girlfriend?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah.
Okay. How long?
Like a month maybe.
Oh, I see. Okay. So she's more like just like a friend, someone to play Xbox with.
Half my dude friends are like that.
That's right.
Dude friends.
Who you, not to bore the hell out of everybody else, because I just don't fancy that Rusty Ryan or Mary or maybe Moon Island because of her husband, but I don't know if they're into the Super Bowl stuff that much. But who are you picking? Are you into that?
The Patriots.
Bears. I'm from Chicago.
Who'd you pick, Robbie?
Did somebody just say the Patriots?
Yeah, I know.
I was being facetious.
Who's playing?
Who's playing?
The Bears.
The Bears, hi. And who else?
Seattle,
huh?
It's Indianapolis.
Oh, about the Bears.
No, the Bears in Indianapolis, the Bears.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Indianapolis. See, I'm so bad with sports. All I know is the Bears going to play. They're going to be in there.
Well, I've heard of the Bears, so I'll go with them.
Well, see, I watch college ball, and my Gators already won, so.
So you're good.
They did. They put a hurting in Ohio State.
Yeah, they did.
Do you like watching college ball because they have younger, tighter bums?
Of course.
Okay. I like the honesty.
I am known for honesty. I'm not known for using curse words.
I got you. I'm learning. Okay.
Besides, I send out messages for you all the time, dear.
I know. I really do appreciate that, you know, which is I'm glad I got a chance to.
Scott Brothers, which is how I got my last name on MySpace, thought I was a professional promoter for a while.
You were a promoter of ska bands?
The Scott Brothers, which is a comedian group on MySpace.
Oh, no kidding. No, I didn't know that.
And they thought that I was a professional promoter because I was promoting Dedinsky.
You were promoting what?
Dedinsky, the poet Dedinsky.
Uh-huh.
Which, if you read poetry, you might know who he is. He's sort of
that poetry to me is like Martian. Like
well,
that's why you
don't read my blog, because I write poetry. But anyway.
I have a better chance of interpreting Sanskrit or cuneiform, you know.
Mine's not that hard. But anyway, Dedinsky is well known. And the Ska Brothers thought I was a professional promoter, and I wasn't. I had to break down and tell them that I was just a grandmother in Northwest Florida.
So did they end up making a good mistake by hiring you, or did it turn out to be
Oh, they didn't hire me, but I didn't have a Ska Brothers Northwest Florida page until my computer crashed.
I see.
But a lot of people don't realize that I'm just a grandmother in Northwest Florida. And
oh, but you're a promoter, too, so that's you're making a connection that you promote me a lot because you just have the promoter gene.
Well, I just... I have a lot of friends that read a lot of blogs.
Right.
So, anyway, I just wanted to call and give you some support because I had never called in on your show. I really don't have anything to gripe about other than rudeness, which is
Other than what?
Rudeness.
You don't have anything to what write about, you said?
No, gripe about.
Brag about?
Gripe
about. Thank you.
You're having trouble deciphering my southern accent, I can tell. G-R-I-P-E.
Okay, well, it really wasn't a gripe night. You know, you were doing just fine there. But, you know, I don't want to hold you back, you know. We can make room. Maybe there's another sociopath out there that wants to come in and, you know, chill out.
Well, that may be true. But anyway, y'all have a good night.
All right, thanks for calling, Mary.
And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you, hon. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right, let me just let Ryan say a word here, because Ryan's kind of been either between mute, and I do see you out there, 501. Good, Ryan. What do you want to say?
Nothing.
That's enough. Okay. Just kidding around. Ryan, you do want to say something, like maybe you want to apologize to everybody for antagonizing Rusty?
No.
Okay. I'm going
to
put you on mute.
Apologize to me?
Yeah, I'm going to put you on mute again then.
Hey, when we hang up, do you want us to just hang up, or do you want us to tell you we're leaving?
You can say, you know, have a good night, everybody.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
You getting ready? Yeah, good. Okay. I was just about to mute you anyway, so.
Oh, cool.
No, I'm kidding around. Thanks for calling,
right.
Hon.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
All right, too. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. This is more manageable. Now, I have a question for you guys. Why do you think all the women bailed on us? Am I too rough?
No. I don't know. Did Moonlight leave too?
Yeah, Moon Island just left.
Moon Island? Oh, you know, I was going to answer a question for her. I don't know what happened.
Believe me, she's either still listening or she'll check the archive out. So what was her question?
Oh, I didn't have a question.
Oh, you mean the topic? The topic
that
she was going to bring up?
I was going to answer it for her. I didn't know the situation, so I can't. Now.
Well, you know, the funny thing was is that she wanted to bring it up, and then I said, okay. I was just joking around when I said, like, you know, you want me to take over my whole show with it, but I was just kidding. And but then I asked her what it was, and she said it was too complicated, and I was going to simplify it. And but, you know, if it was really burning, she would have just rattled it off, you know?
Yeah.
You ever hear somebody when they're in a good friggin' steaming vent, and they're like, rah, 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 and they just... It's nonstop screaming, and it sounds good. You're like, wow, that was good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for eventually on Fuck You Fridays.
Like people call in for the show for Fuck You Fridays or on the blog?
What's that?
Because they can't really scream when they're typing. I mean, I guess it's all capital letters or something, but...
No, that's true. That's true. No, believe me, I like all kinds of rants are good. And the real premise of that show is I want people to just really feel as free as they want to just say whatever they want. As long as it's not pure hate speech,
Yeah. Then
they can just say whatever, you know. I don't care. And it feels good for people because it's a combination. A lot of people don't have the readership like that you have, so their rant won't get seen much on their own blog. And if somebody else is ranting, you know how you have to go to their blog and you have to sort of comment based on what they're talking about?
Yeah.
So I just made it made the opportunity for people to be able to come to my blog and interact with all the other people and just rant and get their rant seen by hundreds of people and maybe get some interaction and meet some new friends and just have a good time, get it off their chest.
It's a public service.
Huh?
It's a public service.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's just cathartic. You know, I figured, like, the Super Bowl keeps the rape, mugging, and murder levels down on weekends. So I figured maybe my blogs have a little bit of that in them for Friday.
Well, not when the Baltimore Ravens are involved. Remember Ray Lewis was involved in a murder back in 2001 or something like that during Super Bowl weekend, 2000. You remember that?
Well, you know what? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it's Blog Talk Radio, which can happen sometimes, or if it's my phone.
Well, can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little better.
Yeah, I took it off the speaker. I had it on speakerphone.
Oh yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. So what was the point?
Ray Lewis. Remember? I think it was during the Super Bowl in 1999 or 2000.
Yeah.
And he wasn't actually involved in that Super Bowl, but he was involved in a double murder, a double homicide.
Oh no shit.
But yeah, but he's still a good player. He's playing for the Ravens and going strong. So.
He was involved in a double homicide.
Yeah, apparently they were robbing him, though, so it was self-defense or something.
Oh, my God, you know?
But he was indicted for misdemeanor charges, I don't even know if I used the word indicted right.
How did he kill them?
They were stabbed.
So they were attacking him.
Yeah, I think they were. That's what I think. And I think his friends or his entourage, maybe his bodyguards or something, they actually, like, killed the guys.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you
and
know.
And in the following year, he was actually in the Super Bowl. And so, like, he got all those kind of questions and stuff. And I guess he, like, I don't remember if he dodged the questions or not.
Well, no, you're a liberal, right?
Not. I don't really like to paint myself with any sort of political brush, but I actually voted for George Bush, so.
Okay, so you'd say you're independent. You just kind of go with whatever works.
Yeah, I like people based on. I voted for Bush because I didn't like Kerry.
Right, I think that's what a lot of people did.
Yeah, so that's sort of what happened there.
Okay, no, the reason I was going to ask is because, you know, when you have, what nowadays, like if two guys rob a convenience store and they're black, you know, and they get, like, shot at the sentencing, and even, like, the community will say stuff like, well, you know, it wasn't their fault because it's the poor socioeconomic standards that make these poor young men have to go out and rob in the first place. You know, it's just like I'm getting so tired of that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care about skin color anymore. I just want sanity.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, so anyways.
Somebody tried to rob me, I'd probably shoot him.
Yeah, I'd go for a leg.
I mean, I don't actually own a gun, but if I owned a gun, I would probably shoot somebody if they tried to rob me.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, like, my dad, he owns a gun. He'd definitely shoot somebody if they tried to rob him, so.
Thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, don't rob my dad.
Hey, Rusty, you still there?
Yeah.
You know what? I apologize. Who's on 501? I'm going to let you in right now. I'm really sorry about that. 501, who are you?
It's Caroline.
Hey, Caroline, how you doing?
I am actually drunk tonight.
You're drunk tonight? Isn't that nice? Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Are you wearing anything?
Yeah.
Come on. You can't be drunk and calling my show and wearing stuff. What kind of show do you think this is?
Oh, Sam,
okay, let me just ask you this. What name the articles of clothing you're wearing.
I am wearing a pair of shorts and a tank top.
Okay, did you just go on speakerphone?
No, did you?
You're in a pair of shorts and a tank top.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna flip a coin, okay? If it's heads, you take the tank top off. If it's tails, you take the pants off, okay? Deal? Deal?
She needs another drink. Yeah.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking beer.
Yeah, not enough. What kind of beer are you drinking?
I'm drinking Bud Light.
Caroline, I want to thank you for just, you know, never giving us a dull moment. You were great last week, and you called up on Vicodins. That was...
Dude, I was so in pain. I don't even want to talk about it. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. So what is it this week? You just felt like having a, you know, late night snack?
Well, no. I mean, I'm planning a wedding. I'm buying a house. I've got a job that is driving me nuts. And I just came home, and I was like, I'm getting drunk.
All right. It's tails, pants.
Actually, I'll take off the shirt.
Okay.
Well, you can. He flipped the coin. You got to take the pants off.
You can take the shirt off, too. We won't mind.
Yeah, she's taking the the scenic route. She's doing the alternate method, so.
She's starting from the top and going down.
It's forward. It's forward momentum.
Going with gravity.
I mean, honestly, Sam, among your listeners right now, how many do you have right now?
Let's see. It looks like Ryan hung up. I can't tell you how happy I am, too.
Really?
No, I'm kidding around. We just pick on Ryan, who seems, I joke, you know, she actually, I mean, we have a history together. I've known her for 5 years. She's 23. She's the fiance of a 50-year-old guy.
Nice.
He's actually not like an old guy that preys on young women. He actually is like sometimes Ryan's actually a pretty smart girl, and she actually can sometimes.
So is she a young woman preying on an old guy?
It could be a little bit of both is what I'm getting at. Like, she has, like, the, she can converse, like, she's 30, and he can be, you know, laid back like he's in his 30s, and they just have a connection, you know. There's a bizarreness there, but it works.
Somebody eating a phone?
Caroline? She's taking her
Hello?
Shirt. We'll give her a pass on that. She's taking the shirt off.
Okay.
Hey,
I'm here.
Rusty.
Yep.
Do you want to ask Caroline any questions? Caroline, is the shirt off?
Actually, all the clothes are off.
All right.
Oh, yeah?
What did I tell you? It's like the domino theory.
Yeah.
Do what?
Sure. It makes sense. Once you knock one down, the rest of them fall.
It does make sense.
And so, she takes her shirt off. The rest of the clothes come off, too.
Exactly. It leaves the realm of, of perversion, because once you take the shirt off, you realize how comfortable you are. You're like, you know what? These pants feel like lead.
Oh, yeah. God, I sleep naked every day.
Naked?
Naked.
Naked?
Naked.
Totally naked.
Naked's better than naked.
Totally naked.
Naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you sitting on, a chair or a sofa?
My sofa, yeah.
It's not made out of leather, is it?
Ooh.
No. Oh, God, no.
Are you like reclining a little bit, or are you just like sitting up like straight back?
Just sitting up.
Yeah. Let us know when you get a little comfortable and you lie back a little bit, because I know that sometimes sitting up straight on the edge of a couch can start to hurt your back a little bit. Okay?
Sam.
I just want all my callers to be relaxed.
You can't post about, you know, Caroline was naked on my blog last night.
Well, no, okay.
It'll be in the archives.
Exactly. What do you,
or Caroline was naked on the radio show last night on my blog, because my fiance reads that shit.
Uh-huh. Well, he reads my blog?
He doesn't read your blog, but, you know, last week he was like, Vicodin? Oh. And I was like, baby, yeah, hydrocodone.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you know what? In a very shallow MySpace kind of way, I apologize for that, because I had no idea. You know, usually when somebody has Vicodins, it's prescription, and the other person... Whoops.
Hey. Nice doggy.
Hey. Dexter.
Get the shotgun, Cletus.
Caroline, put your pants back on. Jesus.
Baby, go sit in your chair. Sorry, that's my dog.
That's okay. Oh, you know what?
Oh, really?
I want to apologize for all those of you who are crazy enough to be listening out there. The dial-in phone number is 646-652-4573. I don't see why you wouldn't have known that anyways, but if you're listening to the show and you really haven't called in, you really ought to find a good friend and have them just kick you in the ass, because there's no reason not to.
Yeah, we even got a dog on the show tonight.
That's right, you know.
It's the ghost sit.
Even the dog was willing to come in.
Don't let it come near Rusty and his chainsaw.
Yeah, Stephen called me, and he was like, Caroline, Vicodin?
So, isn't that funny, Ryan? I don't know if Ryan's having phone problems or she's been calling, but she's probably pouting.
Actually, I do have a question now that I think about it. Was it liquid Vicodin or capsule form?
No, it was liquided.
Yeah, liquid Vicodin's good stuff.
Yeah, oh, God, good stuff.
Wow.
And I had, like, gastric bypass, so everything I take is, like... 3 times the power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gastric bypass, do they go up your butt with something? That's gross.
No, that's where, Sam, have you gone to my profile?
No, I haven't. But I know what a gastric bypass is. It's when they chop off, like your stomach and leave, like a little pouch.
Yeah, I used to weigh, like, 300 pounds.
Like the Al Roker surgery. Gotcha.
You used to what?
I used to weigh, like, 300 pounds.
Yeah, what do you weigh now?
140.
That's awesome.
Do what?
I used to weigh 285 pounds.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite as big as you.
Everything I take, it's like, I mean, I take a Tylenol 3, and I'm like, my name is blah, blah, blah.
Wow, so that Vicodin was some pretty hardcore shit for you.
Oh, my God. I was, like, almost numb. I should not have called in.
Yeah, no, you really shouldn't have. She called in on a very, like, hot topic, too. And the thing was, it was entertaining, but we weren't getting anywhere.
What was the topic?
It was on abortion, and it was about, like, either, you know, I didn't mind if people said they were pro-choice or pro-life or why, but I was trying to look for some kind of a creative solution, what people thought might be something neat, like, make abortions legal, but you have to do community service. Hey, you know what? Go feed that dog some Vicodin.
Yeah, seriously. Give him a couple beers. He'll be all right.
No, I should not have called in. I apologize to you officially.
Close the window, smoke in his face.
That's okay. All kinds of things go on here. Just be careful. If that dog keeps it up, Rusty's going to get his chainsaw out.
That's what I'm talking about. Be careful with that thing.
I've never actually killed anything with a chainsaw.
I mean, I thought it was okay. I thought, you know, I'm taking this now. I'll be fine. And no, it was not fine.
How many beers have you had tonight?
Six.
Six. Holy shit, 140 pounds, you had six beers.
Yeah.
Did you eat anything today? Well, you can't really eat much when you have a gastric bypass, so.
Yeah, but I grew up in Arkansas, so we drink a lot here.
Okay.
Where did you grow up, Arkansas? That's right.
Yeah.
You got to drink a lot down there. What's it to do?
Exactly. Oh, my God. No, thank you,
sit around
Sam.
And wait for tornadoes.
Do you live near Little Rock?
I live in Little Rock.
Is that near Cabot?
Yeah, it's about 40 miles to the northeast.
Let's not get all directional here. Do you live near Cabot?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Cabot is officially, like, considered, like, a suburb.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I know somebody who lives in Cabot.
So, Caroline.
Yeah.
How many beers can you put away?
Me personally?
No, you and like everyone in Arkansas. Yeah.
Oh, shut up, dork.
Me personally? No, just, you know,
yeah.
On whoever else you want. You
I could sit down across from you and a table and a case of beer.
Yeah.
And probably put down about, yeah, I could drink you under the table.
Well, I'll tell you what. Anything having to do with under the table is fine by me. What I want to know,
what I want to know is,
how many beers do you have to drink before you can no longer tell the difference between me and your husband?
It's your fiance, dude.
18.
18. Well, get drinking.
Yeah, seriously.
Get drinking because we want some phone sex, and I want to.
Are you drinking the 12 ounces or are you drinking the 24 ounces?
Actually, I drink ice.
Time to upgrade.
Oh, that's why she can drink 18 before she gets floofy, because any other beer would be like 12 or 10.
Why?
Isn't ice
is actually higher alcohol content. It's like 5.5.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Or 5.9.
Let's not bring math into this. This isn't about math. This is about drinking beer.
Yeah.
No, I can drink a lot. I can drink a lot.
Holy shit.
In how much time, though? Because, I mean, if you
play
the whole case, it's going to do something.
Yeah.
Rusty makes a good point here.
Well,
can you,
it's embarrassing.
You take him to the, you take him to the face?
Do what?
Do you take him to the face, like just all the way up and in down to the throat, or what?
Yeah, I can.
You bong him?
You just chug him?
I just drink him.
Can you bong a beer? Have you ever tried that? I'm in college.
I actually haven't.
Get a funnel. Get a funnel and a hose.
At this
point, no.
Okay. I think we're losing her. Hey, Caroline.
Yeah.
I have a question. There's a very funny dynamic going on here. Like, all three guys are, like, taking a turn with you. That just reminds me of, being in college.
They're all like, oh, my God, drunken girl.
No, it's okay. You're just a semi-drunken woman. And what here's my question for you is the other night Heather called in. I know she's listening. Heather called in, and she spoke about her toy collection. Now, are you guys in Arkansas pretty, like, sexually repressed, or do you have some toys? Yeah, I didn't think.
Before I answer this,
yeah,
this is not going to show up on my blog, right?
No, I promise. We won't even put it on YouTube.
Thank you.
Okay.
Like, promise?
Promise. I won't write anything on your blog.
I had a very nice toy.
Yep. Go get it before you describe it. Go get it.
No, I want you
to describe it in detail, and I know you can't do it from memory if you've been drinking.
That's the rest of the story. I broke it.
Huh? You broke it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, they have two ends to them.
Jesus, you broke it?
I broke it.
Did you break it?
How hard were you doing that thing? Good Lord.
I broke it.
Oh.
No, it was trash.
I feel bad for her fiance, man. He's got.
Yeah.
She's breaking toys. What's she doing to him?
Yeah, well, it's her husband now, actually. You're gonna.
Oh,
fiance.
Oh, fiance. I'm sorry. So you're gonna. We're just concerned that you're gonna damage your husband.
Yeah. You know, he's got he's got hips and stuff. You don't want to break his hip.
Steven?
Yeah, like, well, did you break it by dropping it, or did you break it when it was inside you from, like,
No, I broke it from overuse.
Oh, overuse.
Yeah, I broke it.
Your fiance is lucky as hell.
So you
no, he's not. She's overusing her toy. That means he's not getting enough, man.
No, Steven, honestly...
Honestly,
He gets his,
but your toy gets more.
No, not at all. I mean, I can... Oh, shit.
No, let's give her a moment to explain it. She's got to collect her thoughts here. What are you trying to say, Caroline?
The man can go for hours.
Keep talking.
And hours.
Okay, we'll say something else.
And... I get mine multiple times.
Yeah. Ooh, I would bet. Do you gush or do you just like... I have to change the rating on this audio. Do you gush or do you just, you know, normal output?
I think normal.
Okay. So you come, right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use that word. You go and you go and you go.
Right.
We want to keep it clean. So, then what?
I finish him off with...
with?
The mouth.
Okay,
nice.
Mouth. And what's that like? I mean, is he well endowed?
I hate you, Sam.
What do you hate about me? I'm just a friendly guy having a conversation with you, and I got my friends with me.
Yeah, he's curious.
It's a simple question.
Yeah, and we're not pawing at you like typical guys. We're just having a nice, friendly, laid-back conversation. I wish I had some beers with me.
No, the man can go for hours.
Is he well endowed or is he just average?
Oh, he's good.
He's big, huh?
I have very long fingers.
I don't know where this is going.
This is interesting.
And I can barely close my fingers around him.
So is he hung like a, so it sounds like he might be hung like a tuna can though. Is it just girth or is he got, you know?
And Sam, I am telling you now, if you post anything on my blog, I am deleting your ass.
Well, you know, it'll be too late by that point, but I'm not gonna post on your blog. You know.
But yeah, he's good. He's really, really good.
Okay, but here's the question. When you finish out with your mouth, I don't want to go for the obvious, you know, stretch marks on your mouth and stuff, but I mean, do you gag sometimes?
No.
So you've got it down where he can really just pummel your face with his cock.
I think that is the most powerful thing in the world.
What, when a guy fucks your face?
I agree.
When I can make a guy scream, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Does he scream?
He screams, yeah.
Are you biting or something? I don't know about screaming.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Keep it sexy. What do you see? So that's really amazing now. But are you doing all the work, or does he have a thrust?
He has a thrust, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
He thrusts into your face?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, let me change the show topic tonight, too. I had politics and racism. I'm going to have to change it again.
Politics.
Caroline,
how is this not about politics? This is totally about politics.
He's always deviated to these sex discussions. Thank
I'm
you a lot.
Enough. This is all the politics I know.
You're right. Thanks a lot, Caroline. You know, we were having a nice, upstanding conversation, and you came by.
We were talking about why I voted for George Bush.
And now look at us.
This is what we've been brought to.
I'm there for you guys.
What?
A drunk woman calls into the show, and we start talking about how she finishes the guy off with her mouth.
I'm sorry.
No.
Hey.
We're not making light of it. That's actually beautiful. It's like what, you know, American guys live for. You know, I'm
like
not kidding.
It's like the Discovery Channel or something.
I'm not kidding. I have like a political blog. I get like 50 comments, 60 comments, you know, and it's like, but when I have a comment about some like, you know, some sexual, you know, nasty, crude, fun thing. It's like, you know, hundreds of people come through. So you're not wrecking anything here, believe me. So you get all your clothes off, though, huh?
I did.
And what are you using now, now that you don't have your toy? You're just using your fingers?
He's got very long
fingers. I use Steven.
What's that, Caroline?
I use Steven.
Oh, but what happens when he's not, like, you know, when he's done or when he's not around? Like right now, for instance. Steven's not around, is he?
No.
Where is he?
He is actually at his house.
Okay. So, like, tonight you would have to use your fingers, right? If, you know, if he wasn't around.
Well, see, I will educate you guys.
Oh, please.
There is a point, you know how you can drink so much where you're, like, too drunk to, like, get it up?
Yeah.
There is a point where women can get too drunk, where they can't, you know.
All right, let me explain something to you. There's a point where a guy can get too drunk that he can't get it up, but he's not so drunk that he still doesn't like feeling a woman's mouth on it. So,
right.
Even though you're too drunk to end up with your toes curling and screaming, you still enjoy rubbing it, though, right? Wouldn't you just enjoy, like, lazily rubbing your, you know, your clit while you're just drinking a beer?
Yeah, but if there's no, like, finish, it's no good.
No, it's not.
Wait. You have a dog, though, right? I mean, you have a jar of peanut butter?
Oh, my God, you are not going to bring my dog into this.
that was a bad turn. I shouldn't have gone there.
That's all right.
Oh, my Lord.
He's new to the show. Let's see if the wingman can recover.
Okay.
My dog is like my child. You are not going to bring my dog.
That was just to be funny. And it was, you know, it was a bad decision on my part. I apologize.
What he's really trying to say is that your fiance isn't there, who's going to protect you? Your dog. That's all he meant.
Yeah. I heard him barking. How would that not scare away intruders?
The thing was,
oh, God, yeah, my dog is like, even now if I said, say hello to Sam, he would say hello.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah. Like hello, like in English?
Well, no, but hello.
Hello.
Hector, say hello. Say hello, baby.
No, I think we've had enough dogs barking tonight, I think.
Say hello.
Okay.
Come on, baby. Say hello.
The dog's name is Hector.
We love drunk, horny women, but we're going to put you on mute.
No, you're not.
Wait. The dog's name is Hector?
Dexter.
What?
Dexter.
Dexter. I thought you said Hector.
Like dexterity.
Gotcha.
Sam, you are not going to put me on mute.
Well, listen, you know, it's not that I don't like dogs, but, you know, that he got his chance to speak tonight.
No, he's asleep. He's done.
Oh, okay.
He, like, looked up at me like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's like...
You drunk, naked woman?
He's like, listen, me and Sam go way back. Will you just stop playing with yourself? I know that's what he was thinking.
Yeah, he's like, whatever.
Let me check and see if anybody's trying to call in. I have a funny feeling they won't be calling into tonight's show.
Oh, they're probably calling in to say, who in the fuck is that drunk woman?
No, there's a... Well, let's see. So...
I think Mary Scott's not here anymore. She would never listen to you ever again.
Believe me, they can listen live. It's streaming right now. I mean, she's probably mortified. Well, no, you know what? All she says is that she doesn't curse.
She's probably crying.
No. No. She's probably a little bit, you know, like curiously interested but slightly shocked, and I really do.
That's how Southern women are, man. I live in North Carolina. I know how they get, you know?
Well, she's a Southern lady. That's what she's trying to say.
Yeah, and, I mean, they won't curse.
Yep.
But they are just absolutely fascinated when other people are, like, talking about this kind of stuff.
Well, it's true. I met a girl from Alabama quite a while ago, and she wouldn't swear either, but boy.
Tap that ass?
She wouldn't swear, but boy, she would do everything else.
Nice.
She'd substitute for it.
Yeah. So let me just say the phone number one more time for all you people out there who are just starting to feel like your pussiness is leaving your body. 646-652-4573. If you're done picking your nose, you can dial the phone once again at 646-652-4573.
I'm picking my nose right now.
There you go. Well, that's why he dialed it first. That was smart of you.
Hey,
so,
Sam, what's the other caller's name again?
It's Robbie.
Robbie?
Yep.
Oh, what part of North Carolina are you from?
What's that?
Repeat that.
What was your question?
Oh, what part of North Carolina?
Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Please
yeah.
tell me you're not a UNC fan.
I lived
tell
in
me I'm not a what?
A UNC fan.
I do not root for the Tar Heels. Although I did grow up a Tar Heel fan, I do not anymore. I go to UNC Charlotte, and I work in the athletic department, so I have to, like, sort of root for the Charlotte 49ers teams.
God, thank you.
Wait, now, what was your question, Rusty?
Oh, I was just telling him I lived in Asheville for a little while.
Oh, yeah, we played UNC Asheville, actually, earlier this year in basketball.
I hate UNC.
Okay.
Hey, I was just there to be homeless after prison.
Two words, Roy Williams.
No.
Yeah, he won a national championship.
That
wasn't a very good argument, I'm just saying.
I went to KU.
What?
I went to the University of Kansas.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually called
two
Kansas
words.
University. But okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Robbie, what does MOT stand for?
Member of the tribe. You should know that. You're Jewish, right?
Oh, yeah, but I never called it that. I never called it Mott.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, I got my site all Hebrewed up.
Yeah, I actually stole the I didn't steal it. I got my own. I put some Hebrew letters in my site. I was inspired by you.
Good to know. You always wonder who, like, comes through your site and finds anything, like, interesting or at least, you know, takes anything from it. But, you know, nowadays, I don't even care. I just kind of use it for social commentary now. You know, I put up like the, did you watch the video in the Who I'd Like to Meet section with the Arab woman?
The Arab woman? I don't think I saw that.
Oh, you get to watch that. I mean, I don't know how much you're into your Judaism. From what I can tell, I mean, I would say you're into it traditionally. Like maybe you like, you know, meet up with your family for the high holidays and stuff.
Yeah, that's basically the extent.
But you also, I'm guessing that more Jews now than ever in these times are, like, feeling more strongly about Israel. You know?
Yeah, sure.
So on my website, when you get a chance, there's three videos in the Who I'd Like to Meet section from an Arabic woman who I believe she's a former Muslim who's now, like, a secular Christian or something like that. But she speaks out. She's always debating imams on Al Jazeera about how Islam is, like, needs to, like, get totally modernized. And she's really good. Like, she tells it exactly like it is.
Everybody should get modernized.
I know. I think some people need to be bombed into the new age, though, the modern time.
Oh. If they can modernize themselves and not get treated, but that's not going to happen. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, it looks like, if you watch CNN tonight, it looks like it looks like it's inevitable. It looks like there's absolutely no way to avoid, like, a massive worldwide calamity, because the Muslims are starting to metastasize. I'm not talking about Muslims in general, but they're going to get swept up in it because the fervor is just going to overtake them. Just like when the Nazis, you know, started out in Germany, not all Germans were part of the Nazi Party, but the next thing you know, the nation is all in on it. You know, I mean, and that's what's happening. They're forming. In Sweden, there's only like 70,000 Muslims, but they're demanding now that there also be like two laws. There should be Sharia for them. They should get to live under Islamic law, separate from Swedes. And the Swedish guy finally said, hey, you know, that's preposterous. And
yeah.
Everyone was like psyched. And then in Australia, I forget exactly what he said, but the prime minister said something to the effect of, if you do not like it here, leave. And that's huge when a prime minister says that. You know, usually they try and be very diplomatic. But it's growing. It's growing, it's growing, it's growing, you know. They really are feeling like this is their shot. This is their shot now to get together as a whole and fight a worldwide battle.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not the war that has me not particularly in favor of Republicans right now. It's gotten really very little to do with the war. It's got a whole lot more for me to do with basically, I don't like the moral majority.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like guys like Jerry Falwell and
sure.
All those guys. I really, really don't like them.
Yeah.
And I don't like them coming on my TV, you know, at midnight on Sunday nights, after, you know, I got done watching the news.
Yeah.
Telling me, you know, about how, like, 700 Club kind of stuff. I just don't like that shit.
Sure. Well, here's the thing. Once again, we live in America where people have the right to freedom of speech, and you have, like,
sure, no, go ahead. No, I got you there.
No, what I'm saying is you have 700 cable channels, and I'd like to just at least make the distinction that this guy is not calling for, like, the overthrow of America and the murder of, you know, infidels. And so I say to people, like, let's deal with the people who want to totally slaughter us wholesale first, and then we can have a big discussion about where to – but I honestly also think that those guys, they may be a strong – they may have a strong following, but I still don't think they account for, like, the majority of, you know, Christians or – they may be annoying and they might be really, like, obvious, but I don't think they're as big a threat as the Islamo-fascist thing going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to paint a whole group of people in, like, a certain light either, though. I don't really want to go out and say that all Muslims are terrorists, but, you know, obviously there is a good amount of them, and not a good amount, but a large amount.
Do you know how many? Do you know how many are at least? I want to say alleged, but I don't want that to be like the escape route. There's a pretty good statistics on how many of them have radicalized. Do you know how many?
I have no idea.
Out of 1.2 billion, they say there's about 180 to 200 million of them.
Have done what now? I couldn't.
Well, they're adopting radical, the extreme position where they're not necessarily the ones planting bombs, but they're sympathizing or supporting them.
Yeah, you know, I don't really want to get in. I'm not really big on talking about the war, so you're probably not going to get a whole lot of me, on that.
Yeah.
But I mean, my whole, because I was, you know, I was originally in favor of the war, and it just sort of has fallen out and just been a whole clusterfuck. So I'm not really sure.
I know.
I'm not really sure how I feel about it. I don't really think. I mean, because I don't know, like, what the strategy is. I don't know. I'm not going to stand up and say, you know, pull everybody out, and I'm also not going to stand up and say send a bunch more in.
No, that's true.
I don't know.
Well, no, but at least you have the integrity to admit that. You know, a lot of people will take a position just based on, like, that they don't like George Bush. You know, it has nothing to do with the war itself. But what I was referring directly to wasn't the war itself, but when you said you don't like to paint broad brushstrokes, I think if the there's going to come a point where you kind of, I think – You may think, like, you won't have to, like, it's always going to be your choice, but I think it's going to become, it's going to reach such a boiling point that you're going to have to look at, like you know, you're going to have to look at Muslims and ask them why the moderates aren't standing up and speaking out more. Many of them are, but they're not. And you got to remember, back in Israel,
sure.
When in the War of Independence, like, right when Israel was getting their independence,
mm-hmm.
I forget the exact name of the group, but there was a fighting force under Menachem Begin that used to go around, you know, dealing with clashes and stuff like that. When Israel was ready to become a state, they called in that fighting force, the Irgun, I think they were called, and they refused to come in. So I think it was Ben-Gurion who had to make the painful decision of attacking them. And he fired on a boat that they were on. He killed some of them, and Menachem Begin told his men, he says, don't fire back. We have to give in, because then a civil war would have broke out. He had the important understanding of realizing that they had to come in, and Ben-Gurion had, you know, attacked them. Like, he didn't want to, but he had to. And
yeah, I mean, that's got to be a tough decision. I mean, and Ben-Gurion was basically credited 100% for getting Israel to become, you know, an independent state.
Right. That's what I'm saying about Muslims. I think it's a tough decision they have to make, but at some point they've got to, like, just take a stand and say, because they're all saying this is a religion of peace. It's been hijacked. Well, then get your damn religion back, you know, or we have to. Or we have to clean it out for you, you know, if it's been hijacked, if it's gone cancerous, you know. So that's all. I mean, I'm not out here to change the world necessarily, but it's so clear to me that there's an enemy and that we need to fight, and that's the end of it. But
so let me ask you, is Naked Caroline still there?
I am.
All right. We just want to make sure we have somebody naked still around.
Caroline, next time you call in, right, can you call in to the point where you're still not, where you're not too drunk, where you can't actually get off? I think you just,
why? Are you...
Because you called in a little, I think, you know... called in a
You're like asking me to like call in when I can what?
Well, you know, you never know. I want to just leave your options open. You might seriously.
Short.
We could talk about some pretty racy things, and you know, you might want to put on a nice little demonstration for us, because a lot of people who are listening right now who don't understand these things, and maybe you can show them since you're so open.
I am pretty open.
Yeah. What do you think I just said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am pretty open.
Damn straight you are. Hey, you know what? I want to give Rusty like the last, almost the last word here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rusty. What do you want to say? Because the hour is really up, but.
Well, I know at the beginning of the show you asked me what I was doing or some bullshit, and I said it was more like masturbating.
Yep.
See, what I've been doing today is I've got two computers. One of them didn't have a hard drive. The other one had four. So I had to pull the main hard drive out of my big computer and throw it into the other one.
Yeah.
And I had to reinstall every fucking thing on my computer today.
Oh, my God, that sucks.
Yeah, and I'm still going at it. I mean, I literally, my programs folder took up most of the fucking screen every time I would hit the start menu, so I didn't even use it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I said it was more like masturbating.
Don't you have an external drive like that you can like copy to?
Yeah. I've got several of them.
And you just didn't do it, did you?
Well, see, this is the thing, okay? One of the hard drives I've got that's external is 400 gig. I've got two internal 300 gigs.
Yep.
I've got a little MP3 player that's 30 gig. And then I've actually got a jump drive that's only 128.
Oh, quit it.
What was that? Oh, so? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Numbers put me to sleep.
I put a lot of people to sleep.
No, it's not that. It's numbers. Numbers put me to sleep.
I'm sorry.
Like I have some big ones and I got some little ones, and then go from there.
Basically, I have space on my computer that I could literally help out MySpace. You know,
that would be appreciated. MySpace needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
So you think you could actually... Because, you know, Tom, he's a piece of shit. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. So maybe you could, like, call that dude up and, like, see, like, I got 400 gig of whatever.
I've basically got about 1,200 gig total.
All
right.
I beg to differ. Tom clearly knows what he's doing. That doesn't mean he has to create a product that works, but he knew how to create a faulty, buggy product and get, like, billions of dollars for it.
Wow, you know what is freaking crazy?
What's that, Caroline?
You know what is crazy?
What?
My drunk ass has 311 subscribers. Are you kidding me?
You do?
No, wait, friends or subscribers?
Subscribers to my blog.
I have 93.
That's awesome.
I was like, who is listening to this shit?
300? How long have you been blogging?
I mean, I was like...
How long have you been blogging?
My readers, blah, blah, blah. I joined July 27th.
Yeah.
I started blogging, like, September 1st.
Okay. Wow.
311? Are you serious?
That's quite a few.
So, you go to your page and you click on readers and it says 311?
Yep.
Okay, congratulations.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Good.
I mean, that is insane.
I don't really...
Eric, how many do you have?
I never tell.
You never tell?
Never tell.
That's, I mean, that is crazy.
You have a bunch?
Huh?
Do you have a lot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has a lot.
I used to jokingly brag about it, but not how much I have, but how fast I got them.
How fast did you get them?
Well, I probably had 300 subscribers in, like, my first 8 weeks here.
I've got
93. Oh, see, I didn't do that well. No.
And I've been blogging for about a month and a half, so that's not too bad.
No, that's really not. You know, and you have, like, a unique angle, too, because you're, like, you know, the ladies think you're, like, a handsome young guy, and they just love to adore you.
Yeah, well, I am a handsome young guy.
There you go. And a confident, cocky, handsome young guy. They love that, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
There
at least I'm not, I mean, I'm not a douchebag about it.
What's that?
I try not to be a douchebag about it, but yeah.
No, that's cool. But, you know, you get a, you know, you have a very active readership, too.
Yeah. I mean, I get like, over 100 comments, which is pretty good, I guess, you know, per blog, so.
You get what?
I usually get over 100 comments each blog.
Yeah, I noticed that on some of them. It's funny, because they can range. I mean, some days you get a blog, and it just, for whatever reason, does only 50, and then the next day it can be 160.
Well, you know, I find a lot, like, if I do, like, a picture blog, like, one where, like, say I have, like, you know, 20 photos of President Bush, and I put, like, captions under each one of them.
Uh-huh.
And while they might be hilarious and really, like, just really completely hilarious and everybody loves how funny they are, like, I only have, like, 30 comments. Whereas, like, when I write, like, a whole long deal, you know, a whole long blog of all words and shit, I get, like, over, like, 150 comments. So, like, I find the entertainment value a lot higher with the pictures, but I get, like, so little comments that it's, like, I don't even feel like doing them.
You know, I've noticed a similar phenomenon. It's like, but I think for some reason it's just certain things that, like, words just for whatever reason, like, you know how they say pictures 1,000 words? It's like the words cause people to get more active and engaged, and like, it really sometimes brings stuff out in them to read more words. I try and, even though my blogs look long, I try and keep them short. To the person who's just getting to them, like, the Fuck You Fridays looks like it's a long blog.
Mm-hmm.
But I even try and help people. Like, in the middle, I put, this is the section that you veterans can skip. You know,
yeah.
So that way they know they can read past the section. But I try and keep them fairly short because I feel like, you know, I'm going to lose, like, a lot of readers if it's a long blog. And but I find that when they're all text, people comment, seem to comment more.
Yeah.
I love the Fuck You Fridays.
All right.
Yeah, I try and make them interesting each week, you know, whether it's Rob, you got to see, I'll send you a link to it. One of my Fuck You Fridays blogs is it's a rant against Ahmadinejad.
Nice.
And it starts off with, "Leave my people alone, you bitch." And
do you remember my first Fuck You Friday?
Wasn't it like 4 or 5 ago?
It was about my coworker Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. No. No, I really, you have to forgive me. You got to remember, I've seen a billion comments since then.
It was about the misogynistic bastard
that was. Yes. Absolutely. Is that all taken care of?
No. It will never be taken care of.
Oh, yes, it will.
Kill him.
No, it won't.
It will.
I'll get Rusty over there with a chainsaw.
Yeah, leave him up.
I mean, he still sees me as, like, hello, pretty little lady.
He just sees you as a piece of meat, huh?
I'm like, you dishbag. I have more degrees than you. Fuck you.
More degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, I could go into a whole new Fuck You Friday right now.
That's it.
It's only Tuesday, though.
Yeah, it just turned Wednesday.
Well, it's Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, Yeah, it's just turned Wednesday. It's hump day.
Oh, my God. I was so pissed. He was like,
"I thought it would.
You don't have 3 degrees. And I was like, Jeremy, yeah, I really officially do. And he was like, what are your 3 degrees? Like, you silly little bitch. What are your 3 little degrees? And I was like, oh, my God. I'm going to stop.
Will you do us a favor before you go? Before we go?
Sure.
Will you finger yourself just a little bit?
You dork.
I know, but, you know, that's just how I am. I'm a dork.
Hey, Rusty, what day did you think it was?
I thought it was, like, Monday or some shit.
No,
after Sunday, but that's about it.
Do you watch TV? Because that's how I know what day of the week it is.
Well, the thing
is, me?
I don't have cable and the only antenna in the house. I keep upstairs in my dad's room so he doesn't bother me. So basically, I download my TV. I mean, shit, I watch channels from, like, Czechoslovakia and crap.
What do you watch, Libby the Lion and Hardy Har Har and Czechoslovakian?
No, no, actually, I tried to download a Diary of a Serial Killer.
Yeah.
And it
turns
out to be in either Italian, Spanish, or Dutch. I'm not sure which.
Oh.
That's A-plus entertainment, though.
No subtitles.
Well, you
it
could
was some great visuals. I mean, this was like the Saw trilogy kind of graphics. It was pretty good.
Well, let me ask you, do you, when you watch this shit, is this what you masturbate to? I mean...
No, no.
No, he likes chicks. He likes chicks.
Oh, you do?
I'm just studying for the future is all.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's studying.
Yikes. Yeah.
When it's
actually illegal for you to own a weapon?
Huh?
Is it actually, did you say it was illegal for you to own, like, a weapon?
It is.
He's studying for the day when...
I'm a convicted felon in the state you live in.
Oh, you're in North Carolina?
Yeah.
What
you know where the Morganton prison is?
What'd you do?
Nah, that I can't get into.
Okay.
But my DNA's on file and all that bullshit, and I can't own a weapon according to them.
Yeah, he's...
Wow, that's a felony.
He gets those videos. He's preparing for the day when his final hard drive breaks.
Wow, no, that's a felony.
He's going to snap.
You had a felony, dude.
I'd be like, no more hard drives. I have no reason to stay here anymore.
Yeah.
Wait, Sam?
Yes.
He had a felony?
No, I don't have a felony. That was Rusty.
Oh, that was me.
Because you don't get the firearms taken away unless you have a felony.
Yeah, he said he has a felony.
Two felonies.
You guys committed a cardinal sin, by the way.
Did I mention I am a lawyer?
Just put her, her finger herself.
Yep.
Me, I don't have problems with lawyers. It's court-appointed attorneys that annoy the shit out of me.
Yeah,
I can't believe that. I mean, court-appointed attorneys, they suck.
They're like sociopaths. They don't give a fuck about anybody or anything.
Myself.
Oh, my God. It's like Satan talking. I couldn't hear either of you.
Sorry.
But yeah, no, I'm a lawyer.
I'm already done with all that crap down there.
Okay, well, we've officially gone 15 minutes over the time limit.
Okay.
We usually go like a half an hour.
Yeah, well.
You get fined?
No, we usually go 15. No, but we're keeping other people who have shows, potentially, we're keeping people from having their show done. Plus, also, when it comes to listening to the show, they go on for too long. People are just going to, like, not want to listen to, like, future shows. Not because of the insane content of, like, crazy people calling up with and drunk and talking about their dildos. My gosh. What made you think of calling up and talking about your dildos, Caroline?
I did not.
It's archived.
You called in and you were talking about a dildo, how you broke it. You told us the story.
I was...
I have a question for you.
I hate you all.
No, you don't. You don't. You like us. Come on over. Hey, let me ask you. I have a question for you. Question.
Ask the damn question.
Okay.
You said you're naked, right?
I am.
Okay. You would like lying back on the couch now?
I'm sitting on my couch, yes.
All right. Now, just for a little bit to make the boys happy, just finger yourself. But before you do, tell me which hand you're going to use and which fingers.
Right hand. First finger.
Okay. First?
I hate you all.
No, you don't. You're enjoying yourself. You hate us because we're showing you that it's easy to enjoy yourself and you think it's difficult.
I'm hating you because if you put this on my blog, I'm going to delete and feel bad.
Just keep sending us beers and we won't do it. No, I'm just kidding around. So you're doing it right now?
No.
Please don't tell me you stopped. I will give you the stop signal.
All right, I'll give you 5 seconds, okay?
Oh, wait, how about this? I'm going to get my clock going here. Give us 15 seconds, and I'll start counting, okay?
You're such a dork.
I know, but just do it really...
I hate you.
Do it really fast and put the phone down there.
No, I will not.
Well, how are we going to know you're really doing it? You promise?
Do I lie?
Cam?
No, she's not going to go that route. She's just going to interrupt things here. Okay, Caroline, ready? I mean, when you're ready.
And now that
I'm going to have to hang up on all of you because...
On your mark.
Okay, on your mark.
On your mark. Get set.
Go.
Go.
I hate you all.
That's all right. Bow, chick, bow, bow.
And nobody but Sam knows that I'm really that cute.
So does Steven have a mustache?
He has a...
Porno music's starting to make me think that he probably has a mustache.
He has a mustache and a whole, like, thing.
A whole thing?
He's got like a goatee kind of thing.
Yeah, right, right. When it goes all the way around the chin.
Oh, those things. Yeah.
What did you say just before that, Caroline?
What?
You said something about cute.
No, I didn't.
You said something just before that.
I hate you all.
No, you said something about friends or Sam's friends or something. This is really good.
I said, your friends don't even know that I'm that cute.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying you're cute and they don't know, or you're saying that you could be not cute?
I'm saying that I could be cute and they don't know.
Yeah, they'll go look at your picture.
Or I could be a dog and they don't know.
Well, is that a picture of you like smiling, like on the political blogs?
Yeah.
You kind of look like a little girl in that picture.
I know. How old would you think I am, Sam?
In that picture, you look like you're about, I would say, somewhere between 18 and 23, but I think you're probably about 33 years old. 29 to 33.
Good
call.
33.
She's probably
32.
How old are you?
33.
33. There you go.
Yeah, I age well.
Wait, I can't find your picture. Where can I find it?
Oh, shit. Are you on MySpace?
Yeah, I'm on MySpace right now. I'm actually on Sam Freedom.
You don't want to be seeing your profile shit out here. I'll send it to him.
Well, I want to send my profile thing out there, though.
Oh, feel free, yeah. Say your profile. Yeah, because I'm going to wind it down now. So listen, Carol.
Yeah, let me talk about my blog for just a second. I just, I like to write a blog, so check it out.
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
I will.
No, you're interrupting Robbie.
Yeah, I'm Robbie Friedman, a.k.a. Robbie Friedman, M.O.T., a.k.a. the Frito Bandito.
Hold on a second. What is your, like...
Okay, hold on. Mute.
Yeah, and that's like, that's my name. And I'll give you the URL for my blog is blog.myspace.com/Robbie, spelled with a Y, Friedman. Friedman.
So that's blog.myspace.com/Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y. Y-F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N.
That is correct.
And he's going to be, I can't forecast yet. Let's just say... that you'll have another chance to meet him.
Yeah.
And Rusty, your MySpace?
Oh, I've got a MySpace, but it sucks right now.
Okay, you want to wait?
I'm still gonna give out my email.
Hey, listen. As long as we don't have another sociopath, you've got a position here.
She's great.
So you can do it anytime you want. Do you want to give your email out?
Yeah. Just turn off the radio, Sam.
I don't have a radio on. Hey, shouldn't you still be masturbating? It's still only 11. Still only 11 seconds.
No, I'm confused about Robbie Friedman.
That's my name.
Robbie.
Give out my full name on this shit. I'm gonna get like fucking raped.
Hey, as long as it gets filmed, man, that could be worth some money.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't think anybody's gonna do that. But anyway, Caroline, you're interrupting everybody. Damn it, that's my job.
Sorry.
That's okay. Listen, that's the first time you said sorry tonight. She said sorry like 100 times in the last show. Just let Rusty give his email out. The poor guy, cripes. His chainsaw's out of gas tonight. He's gonna. What are you gonna make him do?
Okay.
Okay.
He's gonna saw down a tree with his teeth.
What's your email, Rusty?
It's all lowercase letters. acid_x_ Dreams. It's still all lowercase letters at yahoo.com.
There you go. So
Rusty, do you play a lot of video games online?
Not online video games. I usually download entire video games, beat them, then download another one.
he's got like every Nintendo.
Do you have emulators and shit?
Yeah.
Dude, I play like freaking Super Punch Out like all day long sometimes.
He has every game. Tell him what you have, Rusty.
I've got emulators I haven't even played yet. I've got every single emulation for Nintendo original, Super Nintendo, Atari, Sega Genesis, Sega CD, PlayStation 1, 2, Nintendo 64.
That's Sociopath's cool.
I've also got some main emulations, which is like those old school arcade games, the console fuckers. You pump the quarters in type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the list goes on. I don't even know what all games I have anymore.
All right. That's a lot of games.
Yeah, yes. I'm thinking of
a job.
Like a search engine or something.
Exactly. Yeah, we should do that. We should seriously do that. Those games are all, they're no longer, are those games actually copyrighted? Like, would it be illegal to give them out?
To give them away, yeah, it would be perfectly legal. To sell them, I'm not asking. You know?
No, I think you're not allowed to even duplicate them except for your own backup purposes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, anyways, the point is that if you give games like that away, you can put advertising on the site and then make money from the advertising, but, you know, you'd get shut down pretty fast.
Nah.
That's all right. Well, Caroline. Caroline?
Yeah?
I wasn't trying to shut you down. I wasn't trying to be mean. I just wanted to let Rusty, you know, get that out. Before we go, is there anything that you want to say? Do you want to tell people how much you love me?
I love you.
Tell people how
much you love me. He loved you a long time.
I know you're just getting to know Robbie, but tell Robbie how much you love him.
Robbie, I love you. Send me a message.
Thank you.
You know, you let everybody else send out a message, but you didn't let me send out my
I'm going
message.
To in a second, but tell Rusty you love him, too.
I love you, Rusty.
Thank you.
Careful. He thinks you mean it.
Oh, I'm a bit young for her.
How old are you, Rusty?
I'm 21.
Oh, I'm only 20.
Oh, yeah, you're way young.
I'm 20, so.
What are you saying? He's not too young for you?
Actually, you know, the younger guys are okay, but I have Steven.
Okay. Well, so give out your MySpace.
Okay, MySpace, www.yahoo.com. www.myspace.com/Caro, C-A-R-O-C-U-R-R-Y. All right. Or, that's it. Or Yahoo Messenger.
All right.
C-A-R-O.
C-A-R-O.
C-U-R-R-Y.
Caro Curry.
Mm-hmm. Caroline Curry.
So that's your you.
At the end of your MySpace at all?
Just www.myspace.com.
Okay.
/. Caroury.
Thank you.
What she's basically saying is that if anybody's going to go down south to stalk her, they have more to worry about the locals than she has to worry about you coming down there.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got you.
Pretty much. I have a dog.
Yeah, she got a dog.
That's and I have an alarm.
She's got a dog, and she could fit your whole penis in her mouth.
And she broke a dildo. What's she going to do to you?
That's right.
Hey, I'm the type that I'm with.
Rapist beware.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got one more question on.
Yep.
How many beers is she up to?
10.
I think that was...
It's been a lot. She can't even say numbers anymore.
Yeah.
No, I can say 10.
She's never judged by that. My mom drinks liquor all day long just about. But you give her two beers and she's, like, practically fallen over.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
All right, everybody. Oh, well,
you're all dorks. But I love you all.
Oh, that's nice.
Feel all warm.
Well, listen, I think it's time to bring the show to a close. You happy, Rusty? We've gone a half an hour over.
Yeah.
Okay. Feel good?
All right.
Oh, I got one more thing to say, though.
Okay, go ahead.
You know how you say it every time that it's not really the 11th and all that bullshit?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing is all this time you've taken over, it makes it so, quite literally, that 15 minutes, you've probably taken up enough time to have, like, 13 or 14.
Rusty, even if Ryan can't appreciate the way your mind works, I do.
Okay.
You know, Sam, since you made
me,
like...
major.
Sam?
Yeah.
Since you made me make all these admissions and you got me naked and blah, 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 you could at least, like, end your show by saying, by the way, Caroline is fucking hot.
You wouldn't finger yourself for 15 seconds. That's hot.
Say
maybe
it.
She is, and she just wants you to help her climax.
She can't climax, remember? She's too drunk.
Tell me Caroline's hot.
All right, everybody, Caroline is hot.
Damn.
Caroline is really hot.
All right, now say Robbie's hot.
Robbie's hot.
No, I was talking about Eric was supposed to say that shit.
No, I can't say that.
Okay.
This Robbie dude's kind of freaking me out, Eric.
My yeah. bad.
How come?
Because dude, I'm freaking out the sociopath. That's pretty fucked up.
That is pretty fucked up. So you gotta ask why. You gotta find out why.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit. He was asking.
Yeah, he said.
Him,
yeah, he goes, you're not too young for me. We're the same age, right?
No, that's you know.
It just came out that way. You know?
It came out fucked up.
No, you're not too young. I'm 20.
But Caroline is that hot.
What's that?
Caroline is that hot.
Well, I'm going to look you up on MySpace, and I'll tell you if you're hot or not.
All right, you tell me.
Caroline?
I will.
Caroline.
Next
show?
I'm sober, dude. I promise.
Even if your toy is broken on your next show, you got to just bring something to, like, substitute for a toy. And we're gonna explore a little further, okay?
You just have to promise me none of this shows up on my blog.
No, I won't even use your name. I'll just tell people that a woman just came on the show and did some stuff, and then they can find out whatever they want, but at least that way, you know, your guy won't see it.
Yeah, because Steven would freak.
Yeah, well, mentioning his name probably didn't help the cause, if he happens to listen to this, but does he get over
No, he doesn't. He's, like, totally, like, anti-MySpace. He's
okay.
Like, Caroline, I read your blog. I don't care about the rest.
Oh, good, okay. Yeah, good. They won't put anything on your blogs. Promise.
That's why I was like, not in my blog.
Okay.
Not in my blog.
I got you.
The rest of it, he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, quick question.
Caroline, are you going to read my blog?
Whose?
Mine, Robbie.
Who's that? Robbie? If
yeah,
you send me your, like, ID, yeah.
All
right. Boy, this really was like a Howard Stern to, like, the negative square root.
I mean, I tried the acid, acid_x_dream.
Oh, man.
Yep, at yahoo.com. It's all lowercase letters. Last time I gave out my address, nobody fucking wrote me.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not looking to interact. They're just voyeurs.
Yeah.
You put it out there in case someone does, but, you know.
See, I keep getting an error message.
For where?
Are you typing underscore out, or are you actually putting in an underscore?
I am putting acid dot underscore dot x.
Oh, there's no dot.
Acid underscore x underscore dreams.
Dreams.
No dots.
Yeah, DREAMS. Dreams.
At yahoo.com?
Yep.
There you go, Rusty.
Oh, there we go.
There we are.
I think we are.
You'll
Is that you?
You'll be the first non-family member to actually email me.
Hey, Rusty.
I've had that fucking thing for years.
Rusty, is the Sam Freedom Hour not a blessing for everybody?
Yeah, I suppose.
Isn't there a weird magical goodness to it that even though it sinks to these crazy, crude, Howard Sternish low levels, there's something still beautiful that happens in the midst of it all? Come on, just say yes.
See, I have an ad request pending. Rusty, come on.
Wow, you know, you really are awesome at interrupting.
She's a woman.
Well, it's also,
I'm a lawyer.
It's the Bears, too. It's like, bleh, bleh, bleh. Hey, listen, Sam Freedom Hour number 11, the bastard child of all the Sam Freedom shows so far. He's coming.
My bad.
It's got to come to an end. As much as we can just go on forever, we really need to go. This is an illness. If we stay on even longer, this is an illness.
Yeah.
The only one here qualified to be ill is Rusty.
Well, and I need to call Awesome Zara.
Okay, great. Just start talking about the blog shows on mine. Okay, that's a good point to end on. Ladies and gentlemen, www.myspace.com/SamFreedom. That's if you're still listening this long. If you are, I would rather you go get help from a professional than call my show or go visit my website right now. There's something wrong with you if you've listened this long. And blogtalkradio.com/SamFreedom. I want to thank Robbie Mott, the Frito Bandito, for coming on tonight and playing a very good color man for his first time on this madness. I want to thank Caroline for calling back this week and taking her altered state of being to a whole new level. And for getting naked and masturbating a little bit for us. And I want to thank Rusty for once again, you know, taking his head out of his hard drives and his downloading and masturbating to porn and being willing to come out here and be the lone example of a sociopath for us. I just I can't tell you how grateful I am to have this incredible fine mix of people. So on that note, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.